The AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. With 3 years of ugly war only getting more intense, reporters just asked President Trump why he hasn't slapped sanctions on Russia over President Putin's unwillingness to negotiate.
Only the fact that if I think I'm close to getting a deal, I don't want to screw it up by doing that.
Hundreds stood in grim silence at the funerals for three Ukrainian siblings, 17, 12, and 8, killed by a Russian cruise missile as they slept. Their teacher calls them incredibly bright, incredibly polite. Macy's is lowering profit aims, joining Walmart and United Airlines because of economic uncertainty. Meth has replaced opium and heroin as the illicit export from Southeast Asia. The UN says meth seizures ballooned last year, cheap to make and easier. In Los Angeles, the mother of a 4-year-old girl receiving life-saving medical care says she has been told to self-deport by the Trump administration. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. There's no estimated reopening date set for the Black Hawk Bridge connecting Wisconsin to Iowa. The Iowa DOT said last week that they confirmed one of the bridge's piers moved, creating a safety issue. The 94-year-old bridge has been closed since May 17th and was also closed for nearly 2 months last year for emergency repairs. People are being reminded to not go around the barricades on the closed bridge. The closest river crossings are in La Crosse or Prairie du Chien. A new bridge is under construction and expected to open in 2027. In La Crosse City Government, the City Administrator Workgroup meets, as well as the Economic and Community Development Commission, which will consider a resolution with developers for affordable housing on the corner of Main Street and 10th Street North. On Friday, the Commercial and Multifamily Design Review Committee will go over plans for both of the La Crosse School District's capital projects for adding on to the State Road Elementary School and the new elementary school at the Hogan Administrative Site. Gas prices are up slightly since last week. With more, here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices in Wisconsin rose slightly over the last week, landing at an average of $3.02 today. This is 4.4 cents higher than a month ago and over 38 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Gas prices across the state range from $2.59 to $3.49 per gallon, a difference of 90 cents. Prices didn't fall as far as anticipated for Memorial Day, but officials at Gas Buddy say it was still one of the most affordable since 2021. They expect to see a relatively stable stretch for gas prices as we head into summer.
Here in La Crosse, gas prices are staying just below the statewide average, currently at about $3 per gallon. It'll be a day and night of overcast skies before we warm up heading into June. In addition to cloud cover, there'll be a chance of scattered showers overnight into Thursday. We'll see temperatures tomorrow in the mid to upper 70s before rising well into the 80s over the weekend. In addition to warmer temperatures, we'll have mostly sunny skies with small chances of scattered showers Friday into Saturday. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
A Brewers win over Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers and Red Sox wrapping up their series today in Milwaukee. Last night, Christian Yelich hit a walk-off grand slam in the 10th to lead the Brewers to a 5-1 win over Boston. The inning before, Yelich scored the tying run from third. Manager Pat Murphy.
We've all seen that. I've been here with Yelly as long as I have. We've all seen that base hit out of him, that double, and then his base running to get you to third. That's why he's a great player.
NFL, the Packers OTAs continuing today without Packers defensive back Jair Alexander. A report says the Packers will take him back if he takes a pay cut. Jair's agent says he wants to stay in Green Bay, but not with a restructured deal. In golf, the U.S. Women's Open tees off tomorrow in Wisconsin. Nelly Korda on what it's like to compete at Erin Hills.
It tests every part of your game. It's very demanding. Even if you think you've hit it good, you just exhale when you see it stop.
That's golfer Nelly Korda with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Damp and dreary today, with on and off light rain likely and a clap of thunder also possible. Temperatures staying crisp too, only rising to the mid-60s. But tomorrow, the sunshine returns and so do temperatures in the mid-70s. And we get even warmer after that. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, several judges ruling against the Trump administration. Jim Santel will be here to break that down. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot and sports in hour number two. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to the Eagle, WLCX. La Crosse is home for Mattenair on Air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program, our geeky science for the week, or at least for the day. This is pretty shocking, frankly. Scientists indicate, this is from the new report from the World Meteorological Association. This is not some conspiracy group. This is like, you know, as solid science as you can get, are saying that there is a small but real possibility that we will hit 2 degrees Celsius in 5 years, 2030. 2 degrees Celsius. Last year was the hottest in the 175 years that we've been measuring temperatures on planet Earth. And Arctic winters now are, the Arctic is warming 3.5 times faster than the rest of the planet, in large part because it's losing ice and snow, which reflect light back out into the atmosphere. And that's being replaced by dark seawater, which absorbs that heat. They're predicting that the result of this will be that the Amazon rainforest may turn to desert. The Sahel in northern Europe, including the UK, will actually see more rain. I mean, basically, weather patterns are just going nuts all over the planet. And we're seeing this here. I mean, you know, look at the tornadoes that have been whacking the central plains in the Midwest. At 2 degrees Celsius, they are suggesting that extreme heat and heat waves will be twice as frequent as at 1.5 degrees Celsius, which is more or less where we are right now. That it will lock in centuries of sea level rise, likely over a half a meter, about a foot and a half by 2100, more possibly if the ice sheets on Antarctica or Greenland were to go really fast. 99% of coral in the world would be lost, compared to 70 to 90% at today's temperatures. This would devastate marine biodiversity. The Arctic ice-free summers will become common, which of course means that we'll see shipping and transportation and probably a strategic battle for control of the Arctic between the United States and Russia and Europe. Stronger hurricanes and cyclones, more intense droughts, more intense floods. Agriculture is going to face serious risks as a consequence of this, threatening food security for the entire world. There's the possibility that the Greenland and West Antarctic ice sheets could go. This could be a major tipping point for sea level rise. The Amazon rainforest could begin to die back really significantly. It already is, which could shift the entire Amazon from a carbon sink to a carbon source, which will speed up the warming. The Gulf Stream, the AMOC, you know, this great conveyor belt current that brings warm water from the Pacific around the southern tip of South Africa all the way up to England, where it keeps Europe warm, could fail or at least weaken, destabilizing climate even farther. More than 400 people are estimated to lose access to water, producing more water scarcity, massive increases in crop failures and the malnutrition that's the consequence of that. I mean, this is serious, serious stuff. And how is the United States responding? Oh, we're going to subsidize, continue subsidizing, in fact, increase subsidies for fossil fuels and do away with the subsidies and programs that are designed to build out a green economy. At the same time, the green power now, you know, wind and solar are cheaper than any kind of fossil fuel or nuclear. There is literally no energy source on the planet right now that is cheaper than wind and solar. And that's why, you know, the majority of the world is moving really rapidly. I mean, China is adding massive solar and wind capacity every single day. They are just beating the planet. In China, you're seeing, you know, about half of cars now being sold are electric vehicles. In some European countries, in Norway, it's over 90%. Several European countries are banning the sale of gasoline and diesel fuel engines. You know, I believe in Norway, they're banned as of 2027, as I recall. I'd have to go back and look, but, you know, this is happening. Because the rest of the world does not want 2 degrees Celsius. The rest of the world does not want to see our planet whacked. But we've got a couple of fossil fuel billionaires here in the United States who fund the Republican Party and have for decades, and they just don't give a damn about the kind of world that our children and grandchildren inherit. What they really care about is whether they can make another $1 billion this year by selling their poisonous product, their fossil fuels. These are just like the tobacco executives who don't give a damn how many people die from their products. They just want, you know, enough money to buy another mansion or another private jet. It's like the asbestos executives back in the 1930s who knew that their product caused mesothelioma, what killed my father. And they sold it anyway, and they lied about it, covered it up. I mean, this is a crime against humanity, what's going on here in the United States right now, promoting the use of fossil fuels. This is just so wrong. So what's on your mind? Mike in Stuart, Florida. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, just a couple of quick ones for your consideration. Mm-hmm. It seems that there's been way too much re-examining of our DNA on the left since the 2024 debacle. And there's no problem with our DNA on the left. The problems all reside in the DNA on the right. That's one thing. Mm-hmm. The other one is that maybe this whole hoarding and consumerism, runaway consumerism, be it for power or material things, might be laid at the feet of Milton Bradley, because who among us didn't grow up playing Monopoly and trying to land on every property you possibly could, buy everything you land on.
You know, Mary, I'm forgetting the last name of the woman who invented that. Her first name was Mary, and she invented it around 1910. And it was invented as a warning. She was a socialist, and it was invented as a warning about the danger of monopoly-based capitalism.
Yeah, and I think it's bred into us. If you acquire enough property, well, you can put houses on it and charge people rent. And if you acquire enough houses, you can bulldoze them and put hotels on them and charge more rent to just avoid landing on the go-to-jail square.
Right, and if you get enough, and if you get, you know, go around the circle enough times, you'll get a get-out-of-jail-free card. Now, you know, you just hand Trump $1 million.
I know who's got all of those. Yeah, that's right.
It's incredible.
Well, that's it. I just thought I'd throw that out there.
Well, thank you, Mike. I appreciate the perspective from Florida. Speaking of Mike's in Florida, this is Mike in Hope Sound, Florida. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, what is it with Florida and all these frustrated mics that
I don't know. It's just total coincidence that you guys were back-to-back. I'm just, you know, taking people in the order that they called in.
By the way, Stuart is about 10 minutes from me, so I could be chatting with him. You know, something occurred to me, and, you know, I've called you before and talked to you, and I even talked to Representative Khanna, and my pessimism is valid because of reality. Mm. But I think of the movie, just for every old fogey out there who watched All the President's Men. There very telling scene in that. And we're talking about Nixon, who looks like Jimmy Carter compared to Trump.
Yeah.
But at one point, Deep Throat says, you're missing the big picture. The Republicans wanted McGovern out. They wanted McGovern. Look who they got. The Republicans wanted this. They wanted this. Look who they got. Now, I wouldn't bring that to the present. Starting in 2000, they wanted to win the presidency. Look what happened in Florida.
Yeah.
They wanted to stop Barack Obama from choosing Supreme Court justices. Look what happened. They wanted to get rid of Roe v. Wade. Look what happened. They wanted to get rid of immigrants illegally, and look what happened. I could go on and on, but I also tie in not just Trump, because if you think this is all about poor Donald Trump, you're missing the big picture. Elon Musk has been talking about no empathy, wokeism being the threat long before Trump and DeSantis. So reminder to everybody why I'm pessimistic and why I always say, hey, you know what? We might come to the point one day where we want to say, let's divide this country up. And I hate to say that because it sounds undoable.
Yeah.
But I believe it is doable if we don't fix this.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of people who share your sentiment, Mike. Most of them are on the right, actually. You know, there's a huge movement in Idaho.
Yeah, well, I know. That's part of Oregon.
Yeah, there you go. Mike, thanks a lot for the call. Plus the Jefferson State in California that they want to create. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us. It's, 16 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the place where smart people get their news. I'll be right back with you.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with Izervay, you can
slow it down.
Izervay slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. Izervay, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. You've taken gazillions of great photos. You know, your kids, your pets, your desserts. And then what? What have you done with them? Free Prints is the app for iPhone and Android that lets you print your photos, you guessed it, for free. With Free Prints, you get 1,000 4x6 photo prints a year for free. All you pay for is a small shipping charge. Want something larger? It's easier to print other size photos for next to nothing. There's no cost to download the Free Prints app, and it's simple to use. Just select the photos you want to print, choose 4x6 or another size, and you're done. Your premium quality prints will arrive on your doorstep in just days. No subscriptions, no commitments, just free prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, see for yourself why Free Prints is one of the world's favorite apps. Go to freeprints.com or download the app directly from Google Play or the App Store. I have been using this app myself, Louise does too, for, geez, at least 3, 4, 5 years maybe, since they first advertised with us. That's when we first learned about it. And every month I'm getting another 100 free prints. It's so cool. Freeprints.com or download from the App Store.
The flag just a prop. Truth takes a bullet. The cameras don't stop. He's never been real, but the danger is true. He's gambling with lives for a headline or two. The audience cheers as the nation breaks down. He laughs at the fire as he melts off the crown. The show must go on, no matter who dies. Trump feeds on the drama, the pain and the lies. The lights are still flashing, the stage is still red. He'll dance through the ashes over bodies and dread. And the credits won't roll till the world's overdrawn. But don't change the channel, the show must go on. Trump picks his cast by the in their teeth. They strut for the lens while he hollers.
3 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Sherry in Suffern, New York. Hey, Sherry. Thanks for listening to us on Sirius XM. What's up?
Thanks for taking my call, Tom. So, can you hear me?
Just fine, Sherry.
Okay. So, a few things. First of all, I'm a Bernie-crat and have been for years. And the term neoliberalism, to me, is very misleading and has been until I looked it up. And, you know, I consider myself a liberal.
Mm-hmm.
But that term, neoliberalism, really is unfettered capitalism.
That's right.
And I think the wordsmithing that is used as propaganda has been pretty brilliant on the right, you know.
Well, here's where it came from, Sherry. The neoliberalism came out of a meeting in 1947 in Switzerland, in Mont Pelerin, Switzerland, when Friedrich Hayek, von Mises, what's his name? Anyhow, a bunch of these guys got together, Milton Friedman,
got together, and they wanted to try to figure out how to create a political and economic system that would prevent fascism from ever happening again. This was their goal. They wanted to stop another Hitler from ever arising. And in Europe and in Australia, and I believe in Canada too, I may be wrong, the word liberal means the exact opposite of what it means here. Liberal means no rules in those countries. And so if you say you're a liberal in those countries, it would mean the same thing as being a libertarian here in the United States. And so these guys who are mostly Europeans, they invented this term, neoliberalism. And it just doesn't work as well here in the United States because liberal has a completely different meaning in the United States than it does in all those other countries.
For sure. Also, if the term unfit has ever applied, how is Donald Trump not unfit for the presidency? I mean, it's an empty term used, you know, in our Constitution that really...
He's a convicted felon, for God's sake.
Yes,
He was adjudicated guilty, or whatever the proper word is, of essentially raping E. Jean Carroll. I mean, he's got 20 other women who are accusing him of sexual assault. This guy, I'm with you, Sherry.
The definition of unfit.
Yes.
The last thing, the words. Hitler used the word vermin. Trump uses the word scum.
Mm-hmm.
The dehumanization of people that speak out against him or, criticize him, he's basically, it's the same playbook as authoritarians have used from day one.
Yes.
And it's happening before our eyes. And if mainstream media, which basically has been co-opted by corporate ownership,
and terrified by Trump,
been yelling. Yeah, well, that's a big problem to begin with. Mm. So, it's going to be too late when people start having their uncles or their sisters disappeared, when it strikes them directly. And then they start waking up, it's going to be too late.
I agree. I agree. And I think we're damn close to it. I think we're approaching a tipping point of sorts here, Sherry. Sherry, thank you for such an articulate exposition on these issues and on what's going on. Appreciate the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls on the other side of this break here at the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program. The place where we dare to ask, is Walmart a person? And we dare to say, no, those Republicans on the Supreme Court got that one wrong, too.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Right back with your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and our freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom to learn more and become a member, or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Hartman to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk movies and about the box office with Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller. Then Dennis Graham, founder of Rockconson, joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Wisconsin home sales are down over the past 2 months. With more, here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its April report, revealing home sales experienced a significant downturn for the second consecutive month, falling 10.4% compared to April 2024, even as the median price climbed during the same period. Despite this monthly decline, year-to-date sales were down by a more moderate 3.5%, compared to the first 4 months of 2024, buoyed by strong sales in January and February. Statewide, housing inventory saw a slight improvement, increasing 5.9% to a 3.6-month supply in April, yet this figure remains considerably below the 6-month supply indicative of a balanced market.
Home inventories have remained close to the statewide average here in the Cooley region. The budget bill currently being considered in Congress would change environmental permitting for Wisconsin and other states. Large projects under the National Environmental Policy Act could pay a fee to streamline the process and also shield projects from litigation related to the NEPA. Thomas Hawkman from the Foundation for American Innovation said that the reforms may also make projects subject to political pressure.
If you let each administration determine what the cost is and also spend time determining what the cost should be, you could potentially see differences in treatment. So, you know, maybe a Republican administration drags their feet and puts out a really high cost for a wind project that's going through an environmental impact statement. Maybe a Democratic administration does the same for a pipeline that's going through environmental impact statement.
Projects could still face lawsuits under other environmental laws, such as the Clean Air and Clean Water Acts. It'll be a day and night of overcast skies before we warm up heading into June. In addition to cloud cover, there'll be a chance of scattered showers overnight into Thursday. We'll see temperatures tomorrow in the mid to upper 70s before rising well into the 80s over the weekend. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Damp and dreary today with on and off light rain likely and a clap of thunder also possible. Temperatures staying crisp too, only rising to the mid-60s. But tomorrow, the sunshine returns and so do temperatures in the mid-70s. And we get even warmer after that. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 57.
Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had 4 meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top 3 things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Hans Breitenmoser, we have people in Congress right now cutting food assistance.
All of it is a disregard for how the economy actually works. When you plant seeds in the ground, you get money close to the ground. That's what makes rural economies work. Urban economies are very similar in that regard. Washington is only as good as its participants, and we've got some real dandies there these days.
That's definitely one way to put it.
Catch Mornings with Pat Kreitlow at its new time, weekdays 6 to 9 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome back comedian singer Rob Paravonian and Milwaukee-based actor Rob Martin, and I talk about our favorite movie gangsters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Support.
Our Daily Song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out.
Shadows fall on the marble floor. He's pacing like a man who's lost the war. Empty halls where the whispers crawl. Power's not enough when the crowds won't call. The papers burn, the gavel cracks. He's plotting in the silence, watching his back. Truth's a threat and justice stings. So he's pulling every puppet string. When the tyrant slips, the danger grows. That's the moment when the fire shows. He'll light a match, he'll raise the smoke. Blame the broken while the country chokes. Don't look away, don't let it slide. Empires fall when good men hide. History screams from bloodstained lips. We all pay the price when the tyrant slips.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I wanted to go back to the free speech. The standard for free speech is not implication of violence. In fact, it's not even the standard of clear and present danger anymore. That was from a case in 1919 where Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes said you can't, that's where he said you can't yell fire at a crowded movie theater. And it had to do with a case that was known as Schenck versus the United States. And Schenck had been distributing pamphlets in 1918 during World War One, urging people not to, not to obey their conscription to the draft.
Right.
The standard in 1969, in Brandenburg versus Ohio, the court ruled is the standard of imminent threat. So that means that the speech has to be could reasonably be interpreted to lead to violence,
right?
Imminent violence, yes. An imminent threat of violence.
Yeah.
So this, all of this, that the Trump administration is citing people for these are definitely violations of First Amendment free speech. But the only case that I can think of in recent times, maybe even since 1969, where speech led to imminent threat and danger was not only reasonably could have led to imminent threat, but did lead to a riot,
mm-hmm.
was on January 6th.
Oh, yeah.
Of 2021.
Yeah.
There's no question that
Trump incited violence. Trump, yeah.
Said, we're going to the Capitol and I'm going with you and we are going to fight like hell.
Yep.
Now, if he can say that you could, it's not reasonable to think that that would lead to violence, but it did. It mm-hmm. led not only to violence, it led to people getting killed.
Yep. Yep.
And yet the Supreme Court. Well, that's okay, too. So I guess they said, but yet Donald Trump is, and what's funny about this and ironic about this, Donald Trump using this on, to basically disappear people, immigrants, mm-hmm. is that this question is a question on the United States immigration test.
Oh, really?
What? It says what? I'm teaching this class, Tom.
Uh-huh.
It says, what are two rights that all persons in the United States have? And it lists most, basically all of them from the First Amendment. But they list freedom of speech, freedom of religion.
Wow. Well, tell that to, what was her name, Reza Azaturk? Is that the woman who was the Tufts University exactly. student who was arrested and put in prison in Louisiana for writing an op-ed condemning Israel?
Absolutely unconstitutional. It's just,
well, it's just not just unconstitutional. Like I said, it's a crime against America to have arrested her.
America. And the fact that the Congress is How long do you reckon that we can go on with this economic emergency? I mean, we didn't have one. We do have one now, and it's Donald Trump. But, I mean, how long can a Congress just sit on a, you know, like the day, this is the day the earth stood still. Every day in Congress is the same day.
I know. Well, it's being challenged in court, Trump and company are doing a really fine job of ignoring court orders. I mean, it's got Judge Boasberg, it's got Judge Zinnes, and there's one other judge who are all three of whom have been defied now, officially.
Well, normally, I don't understand as the Trump administration stands in defiance of a 9-0 Supreme Court ruling.
That's right.
Normally, if you're in defiance of a court order, the court will hear no more business of yours. But why would they continue to hear any more business of the Trump administration if they feel they won't abide by their rule? I don't understand.
I think it's because a number of them on the court, probably, I'd put at the top of that list, probably Kavanaugh and Barrett and Roberts, don't want the militias looking at them. They've gotten enough death threats. They've gotten enough, they've seen enough evidence of real danger. You know, the guy breaking into Nancy Pelosi's house and coming after her husband with a hammer. The federal judge whose son answered the door and got shot in the chest and died, because this guy didn't like her rulings. I mean, I think we heard from Mitt Romney that at least five of the people who voted against Donald Trump's second impeachment intended to vote to impeach him and then change their minds as the result of threats against their family members. People are calling these members of Congress and not threatening them. They're threatening their kids and their wives and their extended family. And I believe that is the thing that has intimidated the members of the Supreme Court, or at least enough of the members of the Supreme Court, that they're unwilling to stand up to Trump. Clearly it has not intimidated the three Democratic nominees. But, I think that, every now and then John Roberts says something that makes you think he might stand up and then he doesn't. I think they're just terrified. I think that's what's going on.
No, he's lost control. He's lost control.
I think that's also why, even though Donald Trump is in defiance of court orders, not just by the Supreme Court, but by these three different judges, you know, Boasberg and Zinnes and Tanya Chutkan, that none of them have been willing to issue a contempt citation against his attorneys or against him or against anybody in his administration. And when they certainly should have a long time ago, and if he had just been, you know, some common criminal who was defying their court orders, they would have thrown him in lockup. And again, I think that they're frankly terrified. That's what's going on. That's how fascists win. They terrorize good people. And everybody is like, well, my voice doesn't count that much, so I'm just going to back down. And you get three, four, five people saying that, you know, who are federal judges, and you know, Trump just steamrolls the system, and that's what's going on, in my opinion.
Hey, real quick, Tom, did I hear yesterday on the program that you say, or did a caller say that the GOP House has passed a resolution that Donald Trump is the greatest president in U.S. history?
I don't recall. I didn't say that.
Okay. All right. I must have heard something mixed up.
It might have been a proclamation by some congressman or something. That doesn't ring a bell for me, Paul. I'm sorry. Paul, thanks for the call. It's always nice hearing from you. I appreciate it. I always learn something talking to you. Clay in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hey, Clay, what's on your mind today?
Well, I guess I wanted to see what you think about this idea that I think Trump can't stand the fact that he's not the richest person in the world now.
Yeah.
I think he's gotten to the point where
he's got Elon envy.
Yeah. And I just wondered what you think about that.
I think it's probably true. He's spent his entire life trying to pretend that he's richer than he is. And now finally, because of this Bitcoin scam that he's running, he actually is rich. Not to say that he hasn't been rich before, but rich, you know, filthy rich, and billionaire rich. So, how that's changing his behavior or what his motivations may be, I'm reluctant to speculate, Clay, but, he's famously said on multiple occasions, all my life I've been greedy. I think that just nails it. Clay, thank you. That was a good one. 44 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Helping you win the water cooler wars. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's your media support group for We the People of the United States of America and the United States. I don't have any face lotion products, but Vibrance is one both Louise and I use. How many products do you have? If it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise noticed that her skin felt softer and looks brighter right away. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. So simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, VIBRIANCE.com/Tom, THOM. Vibrance.com/Tom.
Time out.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. So we're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Because probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here, Johan in Los Angeles. Hey, Johan, what's up?
I was just to add about the geeky science that you did earlier in the hour. Mm-hmm. About we already Celsius. Have the problem here.
Yeah.
Colorado River.
Yeah, it's drying up.
Or it has to. Yeah, and then it doesn't reach the Gulf of California.
That's right. Yeah, the underground is even worse than the river itself. The aquifer under it, is that the Ogallala?
Not quite sure, but and all the water is used for alfalfa in Imperial Valley and export for growing the beef production and stuff. So it's not even for us. I mean, it's somebody else. So
yeah.
It's not to the. I don't think many major media know about it.
Well, it's on Drudge Report right now, so it's probably getting some attention.
Not much. I don't think the majority of the population knows about it, other than just a few.
Yeah.
I don't think Gavin Newsom knows about it either.
I can predict he does, I think safely, but you know, what he's going to do about it is the question. Gavin seems to be... thinking that the way to political fame is to suck up to the right. I think it's killing him. I think it's hurting him badly politically. But you know, time will tell. Time will tell. Johan, thanks. Thanks for calling and talking about climate change. I appreciate that. Bob in Tahlequah, Oklahoma. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom.
Hey, Bob.
Good day to you. And it's always good to hear. Yeah, thank you. It's always good to hear from Jeff, Norma. Johan, climate change, yeah. Concerning, we've had a lot of rain around here. I think I heard the local weatherman say we had 20 inches in the last month or two, which is about half as much as we get in an entire year most of the time. Some places here in Oklahoma.
So you're starting to get wild weather there too, huh?
Oh, yeah, everywhere. The tornadoes are more severe, just different things you notice and pick up on how the plants are growing and stuff. But anyway, the situation you mentioned earlier, this long, disparaging list of things about the climate and what's predicted. And with the Amazon, they've been, carving that thing up to raise cattle down there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Where they do understand the mistakes they're making, they need to replenish the earth while they regenerate the forest. Regenerate with hemp. It works, and you can make a lot of stuff with it.
I agree.
So it's good for the economy, and it would provide regeneration of forest and farming of hemp would provide and manufacturing of hemp.
Yep. Plus, you can make sleep gummies out of it.
Well,
that worked for me.
I want to stick with what I'm trying to say here. The economy, the hemp come out of the field like big bales of hay, and it goes down to a place like here near where I live, Muskogee, Oklahoma. Well, you can get to the ocean on a barge from Muskogee, Oklahoma. So these farmers around here could be growing hemp and baling it up and sending it to the paper mill or the textile mill, wherever the mill is.
Is that on a river that feeds the Mississippi or the Columbia?
Sure enough, the Arkansas River. And here's a deal I want to get in real quick. There's another river that joins up with the Arkansas, and up that stream, the Verdigris River, is a little town called Inola. And right up there, there's a big industrial park, and they're wanting to put an aluminum factory, ammunition factory, and that's where they wanted to build Black Fox Nuclear Plant. Many years ago. And I'm afraid that the nuclear industry is going to want to build another nuclear plant right up there, and I'm really worried about that.
Yeah, well, I hope that doesn't come to pass, Bob. Bob, thank you for the call. It's always good to hear from you, and appreciate your advocacy of hemp. Stefan in Durham, North Carolina. Hey, Stefan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's up?
I was just wondering, is anybody noticing that this man is not well?
I think so, yeah. In fact, over on Drudge, there's a dementia alert. I mean, so the conversation is happening just, you know, beyond just the left-wing circle, Stephen.
Yeah, this is a serious medical thing now because now he's off the skids.
Yeah.
And nobody's just grabbing him in a room, go outside and say, stop it.
Yeah.
Okay, just stop.
Yeah.
There's something wrong with you.
Well, you can't do that with a dictator. That's the problem.
Yes, you can. Same way you do it with somebody else. I don't see the difference.
My guess is that, you know, the minute somebody talks back to Trump, they're gone. I mean, he banned the Associated Press from the newsroom, one of the oldest news agencies in America, most respected, because they refused to call the Gulf of Mexico the Gulf of America. And they're still banned. They're trying to get CNN bounced off their international flights. I mean, you stand up to Trump, and he takes it out on you.
That's not entirely true, but question is: we have sections of government that clearly can see what's going on, and they, if they read the Constitution, if they read the Bill of Rights, you can take him and sit him down because he's violated everything.
Yes, but it has to be done by Congress. You know, it has to be done through impeachment. That's that the only provision in the Constitution for taking down the president is the impeachment provision. Well, arguably, there's the 25th Amendment that says, you know, if he's dysfunctional. But that has to start with the vice president, and it has to be voted on by the cabinet.
No, that started years ago. That case is pretty much solid. Okay, yeah. Nobody.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Stephen. But what I am saying is that, you know, it ain't going to happen. And there's even a big debate right now. You know, there's a bunch of Republicans who are talking about, well, if the Democrats take over and if they, you know, if they take back the House and in 2026, first thing they're going to do is impeach Trump. And there's a bunch of Republicans are going, please impeach him, because last time he was impeached, his popularity went up. Just like when Bill Clinton got impeached, his popularity went up, and it causes people to kind of say, "Oh yeah, the poor victim. I'm gonna rally around him." That kind of thing. So, you know, I don't know. Democrats are having this big debate right now, an internal debate about whether or not it's time to even talk about impeachment. Stephen, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Thanks for being with us today. Much appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow. And don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. Otherwise, it's not democracy. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I'll catch up with you.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend at the pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capisce?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud.
Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Soaring high above La Crosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Israel's prime minister says a recent strike in Gaza has taken out a top Hamas leader, the brother of the man who orchestrated the October 7th massacre. ABC's Patrick Rivel.
So far, we don't have a full final confirmation that Mohammed Sinwar has been killed. But the question of how much effect will it have is, I think, you know, ultimately, we've not seen a major, even significant impact in some ways from the death of Yahya Sinwar. So to believe that this will necessarily move the war closer, it seems unlikely at the moment.
Netanyahu is also being warned by President Trump to hold off on any Iran strike to give his administration some more time to push for a new nuclear deal with Tehran. The convicted criminals who plotted to kidnap Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer may be getting a presidential pardon. Donald Trump saying their trial was a railroad job. Ford is recalling more than a million cars and trucks because the rearview camera may freeze or blip out entirely. This is ABC News.